WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, beautiful people. Welcome back to Heal Your Attachment Style. I'm your girl, Laura Bennett, here to help you navigate those messy, wonderful relationships with yourself and others. Today, we're diving into something that's so relatable. It hurts building resilience against comparison and envy. Ever scroll through social media and feel like everyone else is living their best life while you're stuck in a never-ending cycle of self-doubt? You know that feeling when your carefully crafted reality starts to crumble under the weight of someone else's highlight reel? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? Comparison is a thief, and envy is a jealous gremlin whispering lies in our ear. They want us to focus on what we lack instead of appreciating what we already have. It's time to reclaim our power and build some serious resilience against these negativity ninjas. So, buckle up, because I'm about to drop 5 key takeaways that will change the game for you. Number 1. Recognize the illusion. Let's be real, social media is a curated highlight reel. People are only showing us the shiny parts of their lives, the vacations, the perfect dinners, the effortlessly chic outfits. But behind every filtered, fur-toned, witty caption, there's a whole lot of human experience happening. Think about it like this. Would you rather compare your messy apartment to someone's staged air blistering or your real-life struggles to their carefully crafted Instagram story? It's all about perspective, honey. Number 2. Shift your focus. Instead of comparing yourself to others, start focusing on your own unique journey. What are you passionate about? What brings you joy? What are you proud of accomplishing? Celebrate your wins, big and small, because every step forward is a victory worth acknowledging. Remember, comparison is a waste of time and energy that could be spent fueling your own dreams and aspirations. Number 3. Practice gratitude. Seriously, this one changes everything. When you start focusing on what you have instead of what you lack, a whole new world opens up. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, your cozy blanket, that cup of coffee that's still warm. It's amazing how much gratitude can shift your perspective and help you cultivate contentment. Number 4. Cultivate self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Remember, you're human and it's okay to make mistakes, feel insecure, or have moments of doubt. Instead of beating yourself up, offer yourself the same kindness and understanding that you would give a dear friend. Treat yourself with love and respect because you deserve it. Number 5. Surround yourself with supportive people. Let's face it, the company we keep shapes our mindset. Surround yourself with people who uplift you, encourage your growth, and celebrate your successes. Distance yourself from those negative Nancys who constantly compare and compete. Remember, we're not alone in this journey, so seek out those who will support you every step of the way. Think about that friend who always seems to have it all together. They've got the perfect job, the amazing apartment, the rockstar partner. But then you see them at a party and they are anxiously scrolling through their phone, comparing themselves to everyone else. Sound familiar? Even those seemingly perfect people are struggling with comparison. It's a universal human experience. Remember, behind every carefully curated facade is a real person with insecurities, doubts, and dreams just like you. So what can we do about it? Let's recap those key takeaways. Recognize the illusion of social media, shift your focus to your own journey, practice gratitude for what you have, cultivate self-compassion, and surround yourself with supportive people. You've got this. Remember, building resilience against comparison takes time and effort, but every step you take towards self-acceptance and inner peace is a victory worth celebrating. Keep shining, beautiful souls. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends who might need a little reminder that they are worthy, capable, and loved just as they are. And head over to our social media pages and let me know what resonated with you. I can't wait to hear from you. See you next time.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.